And when he growed crooked this way, you know, his hip went down on his, or the ribs went down on his hip like. But there wasn't a stronger young'un in the country, I don't reckon he was. But so when he died with some kind of cosima of his lungs. Dr. Parker wanted him to go to Gainesville, and I think I thought a lot of times if he went over, he might could have got well.
Mm-hmm.
But he never did start working.
Where's the closest really big city to here? Do you go down, say, if you had to go to the hospital, would you go to Perry or into Tallahassee or Thomasville?
Oh, no, they mostly send us to Tallahassee, Thomasville.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I've always been, and Daddy's been to Thomasville.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, where would you, if you had to do some shopping for Christmas or something where you wanted to go to some bigger stores?
You'd go to Tallahassee.
You're going into Tallahassee?
Mm-hmm. And anybody, everybody around here goes to Tallahassee on Christmas time.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the, do you go to Perry very often, or do you?
I go every week. Yeah, but well, when I get a chance, I have to go, you know, pay up my bills and
mm-hmm.
buy a little grocery. Sometimes I go twice a month.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. When I see next week, I got to go back down to the doctor for him to check, you know,
mm-hmm.
the 5th of October. Then I don't know when I'll get to go back.
Mm-hmm.
Might be a week, might be 2 weeks before I get to go back.
When you were young, do you remember, was it still that way that people were going to Tallahassee?
No, we didn't know Tallahassee hardly was there.
Where would you go?
They all went to Perry then, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. My dad and mama never did go. I don't reckon they went to Tallahassee in their lives. I know. I always go to Perry shopping.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, only in the past few years has Tallahassee grown bigger?
That thing is a big thing. Well, I guess so. Ain't no telling how many acres it's in. It's a big place.
I'd like to get an idea of what the house that you grew up in looked like, or the
it
house.
It wasn't none a pure old log house. But built with a lot, and I mean that house was built, wasn't a nail in it or nothing. They built to put the logs in, they bored the holes and put pegs in to hold the logs together. That's right. They wasn't a nail in that house. And they put them boards on there. And everything had pegs.
Mm-hmm. How many, I'd like to get sort of a sketch of it, how many rooms there were.
There was, I believe it was three. The body of the house, I called it. And then the back room, and then one another this way for the
mm-hmm.
kitchen, like, I think.
Could you sort of draw it?
I couldn't draw
roughly. Or tell me how.
Well, you see, draw something so like a body, and then back here put it for the room, and then this way, on the side, was the kitchen, I call it. That's what we cooked in
mm-hmm.
for our kitchen, yeah.
Just
draw a body and then put a back one for the back would be the back room, I call it.
And then on this side,
you'd be putting on down this way for the kitchen, you know. See, we eat and
uh-huh.
cooked in the same, what no partition
mm-hmm.
between it, you know. Because it didn't have nothing nail way, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They made it the best way they could. And that's where we lived in.
So, wait, which direction is this, did the front of the house face?
This way, south. And on the end of it, that was down here east of the room, and then on the other side was west, I guess, for the kitchen.
So the kitchen, how did it come out?
It just come up just so wide this way back to the, down this way, you know, to the house.
So just the whole?
Just the whole thing was open, and we eat on one end, you know, and cooked on the other end. Best I can remember being a young'un.
did the kitchen go out further north of the house?
It went out so wide, just like you back when you got it measured in. And then it was, of course, long, but that, well, this end, the end, that way, you know,